Good morning. Let us begin with prayer. Dear Divine Spirit, we acknowledge your presence at this sacred time of the Christmas season in the sacred place with our Unity family. We are grateful for this opportunity to delight in the sights and the sounds that we are about to witness today of our youth's presentation. We appreciate all the hard work that they, as well as their teachers, their parents, the musicians, and the stage crew have put into it to make for this, for what we know will be, a heartwarming, inspiring experience of the nativity story. We know, dear God, there is only one message that is most importantly the cornerstone of who and what we are, and that is we all are of you. We are always open and receptive to the understanding that we are all given the inherent birthright, like the Christ child Jesus, of the divine light in each and every one of us. O Emmanuel, let us remember who we are as children of God, and as those children, we embrace that we really all are holy. Amen and amen.
Today's pageant, A Time to Remember, the Nativity story is a merging of the Gospels according to Matthew and Luke. The readings include metaphysical interpretations to enhance our understanding of not only the birth of the Christ child, Jesus, but also the birth of the inner Christ light in each one of us. Since this story is actually our story of inner spiritual growth, Rob, our music director, will be asking you throughout the pageant to join us as one voice in singing Christmas carols to enhance this magical story. So let us take you back over 2,000 years ago to the town of Bethlehem in the land of Judah. May we touch your inner souls with spiritual understanding as you reflect on the birth of the Christ child as your own spiritual birth. A candle has been lit for the setting of our story, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Bethlehem symbolizes the house of divine substance, the core of our being, centered in love and wisdom. It reminds us that God lovingly provides us all that we need for an enriched, abundant life. Bethlehem has no boundaries, no walls, yet it provides our strength and fortress, allowing us to be open and receptive to all of God's goodness.
Please join us as we sing two verses of O Little Town of Bethlehem, number 273 in Wings of Song, number 273.
A candle has been lit for Mary. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. There lived a girl named Mary, engaged to a man named Joseph. The angel Gabriel said to her, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was surprised, but the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will give birth to a son and you will name him Jesus." Mary asked, "How can this be?" The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will be with you, and God's power will rest on you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Mary was afraid, but had faith and love in God, and did as she was told.
A candle has been lit for Joseph. Joseph was engaged to Mary, but soon heard that Mary was expecting a baby. Now Joseph was always a man of proud character and did what he felt was right, so he was fearful to make Mary as his wife. However, one night, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Joseph, descendant of house of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife. The Holy Spirit is with Mary, and she will have a son, and you will name him Jesus." All this was true to Joseph through a long ago prophecy that a young woman will have a son and his name will also be Emmanuel, which means God is always with us. When Joseph awoke, he married Mary. He was as was told by the angel of the Lord.
I am Joseph, the husband of Mary. I like to take care of Mary and Jesus, and I represent love that unites us all as one family.
A candle has been lit for the donkey. Now it came to the time before the birth of Jesus that the Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. Everyone went to register himself, each to his own hometown. Joseph traveled with Mary from the hometown of Nazareth to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. Mary rode on a donkey, and it was his powerful strength that carried Mary all the way, all the long journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. The donkey represents the power and strength of the Christ light within us to do all that is divinely inspired for us to do. When Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, there was no room for them at the inn.
"I'm sorry, but there's no more room at my inn. But you can stay in my manger."
A candle has been lit for the manger. While Mary and Joseph were in Bethlehem, the time came near for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger among the friendly animals. As a container of food for the barn animals, the manger symbolizes our human form. With our bodies as holy as our holy temples, we create and bring forth all of God's goodness, love, wisdom, out into for the world all to see.
Please join us in singing number 271, In Wings of Song, Away in the Jesus Manger, number 271.
Candle has been lit for baby Jesus. Jesus' birth represents the loving life of God in each one of us, the Christ light that always shines in and through us. Our birth enlightens the beginning of new spiritual ideas that come from the divine. The Holy Child is the Christ within you and the hope of glory.
Sleeping, whom angels with anthem swift, while shepherds watch our keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing.
Candle has been lit for the shepherds. There were shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. They are perfectly in tune with their physical and spiritual selves as they protect their flock. The shepherds are our gentle keepers in the night. They listen with an open heart and are grateful and receptive to the message of the angels.
I am a shepherd. I symbolize strength and heart to take care of God's flock.
A candle has been lit for the sheep and all other animals. According to Luke, Jesus was born in a manger in a stable surrounded by animals who, like humans, knew that something very special was happening. The animals, representing our human traits, remind us that by making positive choices, our inner nature will be enhanced spiritually. The animals also represent the peace and harmony of God.
I am the sheep. I represent honesty, courage, and obedience.
A candle has been lit for the angels. An angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. The shepherds were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them,
thank you.
A candle has been lit for the angels. An angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. The shepherds were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them,
A baby was born, and he is Christ the Lord. You will find him lying in a manger.
Angels are special symbols for Christmas, as they are seen playing their harps and trumpets as they joyfully praise the Lord.
Please join us in singing Silent Night, number 270. In Wings of Song, number 270. We're going to sing the first verse and the fourth verse.
A candle has been lit for the star. King Herod has sent wise men to go to Bethlehem in search of the special child that was born. As they left, they saw a brilliant star in the east. When they saw it, they were happy and overfilled with great joy. According to ancient astrologers, stars symbolize divine ideas from God. The star was ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was sleeping. The Christmas star is very special because its divine ideas of truth lead to greater spiritual understanding.
I am the star, and I light the way for all to see with spiritual eyes and understanding. I also represent the Christ light within you.
Please sing with us number 281 in Wings of Song, We Three Kings, number 281.
last candle has been lit for the gifts the wise men brought to baby Jesus. When the wise men saw the star stop over the place where Jesus was, they went inside and saw the child with his mother Mary. They knelt down and praised him and brought out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh and presented them to him. Because the wise men were in tune with their spiritual intuition, they were the only ones at the time who could see the star. We too can see the star by our own spiritual intuition, and when we do, miracles will truly happen. The wise men brought gifts that symbolize all of our inner divine qualities given to us at birth. We express deep gratitude for these gifts as we praise the Christ born in each one of us.
Emmanuel, I give you gold. Baby Jesus, I give you the gift of myrrh.
Mary and Joseph were so delighted at the birth of baby Jesus, and they appreciated all of the gifts of honor, praise, and love given to him. As they gazed upon baby Jesus, they truly saw the angelic light that radiated from his soul, bringing peace, joy, and love to the world.
You are the face of God.
May you go in peace and be enlightened today with grace and truth, and that this pageant has enhanced how this spiritual story is your story, the spiritual uplifting journey of your soul. Amen and amen.
Please sing with us number 286 in Wings of Song, O Come All Ye Faithful. 286. Thank you.